Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! On today's episode, we are road tripping in the U.S. with travel mom Ashley. Welcome to the podcast, Ashley.
Thanks, Shannon. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Well, I asked Ashley to join us today because I am so impressed. She has not let a pandemic or a one-year-old or less than one-year-old keep her at home. Her and her family have done some great trips, even just in the last year, enjoying the United States. Ashley, tell the listeners a little about yourself, and then we'll get into some of your adventures.
Sure. Thanks, Shannon. A little about me. I live in Denver, Colorado. I have lived in Denver for just about 3.5 years now, but I'm from the East Coast. I've got family kind of all up and down the East Coast. In January of 2020, my husband and I welcomed our little guy, Miles, to our family. Prior to having Miles, we were huge travelers. Our goal was to do a trip every month. So if it was a long weekend or a longer vacation, that was our goal. Domestic trips, international trips, road trips, you name it, we were trying to do it. Prior to having Miles, the whole time I was pregnant, so many people told us, well, it's a good thing you got all of that out of the way. Kiss your travel days goodbye. And my husband and I said, no way, there's no way. Yeah, we're still going to do it. And we did tons of research on how we could travel with a baby. You know, and there's tons of information out there. You almost get analysis paralysis. And so we just said, we're going to figure out how to do it no matter what. So then when he was about 6 weeks old, COVID, of course, hit. And we said, well, how are we going to do this? We put our thinking caps on. There really wasn't a playbook for how we could do this, how we could do it safely, how we could be comfortable, et cetera. But we knew that there was a way. We found a way to make it work. We bought a rooftop tent, and that was the start of our road tripping with a baby, with a less than one-year-old. And it's been so much fun.
When I saw Ashley's tent on a truck, first of all, I was petrified. I don't know that I would want to sleep on that. But I thought to myself, that is inventive. Obviously, it's out there and people use it. And I've got to have Ashley on the podcast to talk about this. You guys have gotten a lot of use out of it.
Yeah, we definitely have. They're very common in Colorado and out west.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all new to us. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of use out of it. That's for sure.
Yeah. So the first time you used it, what, was last fall?
So we purchased it last October. And like I said, our family's all over the East Coast. My family's in New England. My parents are in New Hampshire. Our plan was, okay, we're going to go see them for the holidays. We're going to drive across the country. Our baby's 9 months old. It's a 30-hour drive. This seems like a lot, but we're going to find a way to do it. And we did. We researched all sorts of things. How can we be as self-contained as possible in the winter, driving across the Northeast?
Dear goodness.
And it was so much fun. It really was so much fun. We bought a little tea kettle and we were able to make coffee and tea and oatmeal and warm bottles. And I was still nursing for the most part. So that really helped as well. It was super fun. We built in extra time along the way to make sure that we were able to get out, play with our baby. We also brought our dog. So
just to throw something else in there.
Yeah, it was a packed crew. And the first night we pulled over at a truck stop and we popped the tent open and we hadn't practiced. That's a tip for everyone. Test your setup. You're going to do anything.
Good idea.
Prior to. But yeah, it was super fun. And we were self-contained. So we drove that 30 hours. We stayed for 5 weeks and then we drove back. And then this summer, we took it out a couple more times out west out here.
I love it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you had some fun adventures. What all did you do this summer?
The first one we did was a national forest in Colorado. Absolutely beautiful. So we took the truck out. It was one night because it had been a couple of months since we had used it. So we wanted to try again. So we did one night out there. You know, the great thing about camping is you can bring as much or as little stuff as you need. And what I always say to people is you need far less stuff than you actually think you do. But with a baby, you know, you need a lot of distractions. And so one of our fun tips is we always go to the dollar store before we are doing a longer trip. And we'll get like, I don't know, just like a bag of like new toys. And it's so fun for Miles to just have something new or different. So that plus snacks, plus, I know some people are very against this, breaking our rules with screen time. You got to be flexible when you're traveling with a baby. Sometimes that's what it takes. Our child is very active and he loves to run everywhere. And sometimes when we're setting up our campsite, we just need him to sit still. So right. A YouTube video is what does it. So yeah, so we went to this national forest in Colorado. It was great. It was right on a river. That was around Father's Day.
Nice.
My husband wanted for Father's Day. And then a couple weeks later, we went to Arches National Park. That was awesome.
I've heard it's just beautiful.
Oh, stunning. You know, when you think of national parks, you think of like really big areas. Arches, surprisingly, was kind of small. And I mean, land area, it's big, but there's not very many hikes. But it was great. We were very into hiking, as you know, Shannon, and we've been trying to get Miles into that as well. The other thing about traveling with children is they really pick up on what you enjoy and what you like. And, you know, if you're happy and you're willing to go with the flow and you're not going to stress out about things and you make it normal that you don't need a bunch of extra stuff, they're fine with that. So when we hiked with him in Arches, it was summer, so it gets really hot during the day. We woke him up early and we were happy to be up early. He was happy to be up early, threw him in the backpack, and we went. He loved it. And then when we got back to the tent, we were happy to take a nap. He was happy to take a nap. You kind of lead by example.
I love it.
So yeah, so that was great.
That's so fantastic. We'll have to share the equipment you use.
Yeah.
I love your point, and you've said this, you're minimalist travelers. You're trying to take as little, even with a one-year-old, that you can. But you guys too do such great research, and you've got here's the backpack we're using. Here's the tent we're using.
Yep.
So we will share those links for folks to tap into all of the great research that you've done.
Yeah, I would love to share that.
And then you also ventured out by plane as well.
Yeah. So that was the one where I think we were most prepared for in some regards, and then in other regards, not at all, because that was how we largely intended to travel prior to having Miles. We had a bunch of research on it. While children can travel for free up to the age of 2 on your lap, being comfortable for us on the plane was very important. And as I mentioned, Miles is very active. So we purchased a seat for him.
Smart.
And we brought his car seat on the plane. That was the only, I'll call it, large piece of equipment that we brought with us in our travels. We carried on, even with our child.
Impressive.
I had a carry-on. I had a carry-on. And then we had a backpack full of toys and in the car seat. So that was all we really needed. And again, I'm happy to share the equipment that we used to make it work. We would always see families prior to having Miles with so much stuff. You know, they're gate checking a stroller and they're gate checking a car seat and they got a pack and play at, you know, the check-in. You can rent all of that stuff wherever you go.
Smart.
And the other thing, we largely went to see family this summer and I just had my mom pick up a bunch of used stuff. So I had her pick up a used pack and play and that worked out great. And then I didn't have to bring it. I had her pick up a used stroller.
Perfect.
And that worked out great. So when we were in the airport, I wore Miles, which highly, highly, highly recommend. Wear your child. They are self-contained.
Ashley says, wear your child.
Yes, wear your child. It's great because when you go through security, you don't have to take them off, which I think people don't realize.
That's great.
So you just strap them in and they're happy. They can't run off. And then when you get to the gate, you know, let them run around. When you're getting on the plane, wear them again, because then they're not running off and getting you out of line and all that stuff. So you need far less stuff than you think you do. It's possible to do it in just a carry-on and wear your child. Like, those are my
pro tips from Ashley.
Yeah. Pro tips. Yeah.
I love it. And now you have baby number two on the way.
Yes. Yeah. Baby number two. So we're trying to think through what changes and tweaks we're going to need to make. And
I love you said you had already applied for Miles' passport. Now you.
Yes.
After.
Need to get another.
Need to get another one come March.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And for anyone that's listening that hasn't gotten a passport for their child, I had to renew my passport this year. They warned that it was taking a long time. I had my passport in under a month.
Oh, that's great.
It. But to get a new one, we've been waiting 8 weeks. Plan accordingly. I know you can go places and get it quickly if you're in a pinch, but plan accordingly.
Do you have some upcoming adventures planned?
In the immediate term, we've got a couple. So we're planning a flight to New England in the next couple of months to see family for the holidays. And then we're planning another flight to Florida to see some family for the holidays as well. But we're looking forward to traveling internationally soon. We've had on our list for a while Western Europe. So I'm not sure if it will be continental Europe or if we're looking at like Ireland, Scotland, Iceland, something like that. We've traveled to these places before, but prior to Miles being born, folks just talked about how great it is for a first international trip with small children. There's no language barrier.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're very accommodating with small families, et cetera. So we're really looking forward to doing that, and hopefully next summer.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, and Miles really enjoys Kiki's Big Adventures in London.
Oh, Miles loves that. Yeah. We have all the Kikis. His favorite one right now that he's very into is Rome. He loves it. The Vespas. Yeah.
I figured.
And the pizza. The pizza is like, yeah.
The Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Yes. Yes. He loves Kiki.
I love it. That's so cute.
We read to him all the time, but we've got a Kiki in every book station in our house.
I love it.
We have about four of them.
I love it. Well, Ashley, you're such an inspiration for moms who want to keep up traveling. Why do you feel like it's important to travel with the kids?
Thank you for that. It's very sweet of you to say. So travel for us, meaning my husband and I, has always been so important for a couple of reasons. Number one, we think it's great to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And when you are traveling, you inevitably are going to have moments of discomfort. And that is just something that happens in life. And when you're able to not panic and adapt and, you know, realize that if plan A doesn't work out, there's a plan B, C, D, E, F, G, then you're just able to handle, you know, all the curveballs that life throws at you. So that's been really important to my husband and I. And to pass that on to Miles is just really important for us, to teach him that there are times when things aren't going to go your way. And it's okay to learn and try new things and be uncomfortable. The other thing that's really important to us about travel is that whenever we travel, we gain a new perspective on people, cultures, community, cuisine, everything. You know, it really opens up our eyes and gets us out of our day-to-day routine. And I think the one thing that really stands out to us so much is that we are all so much more alike than we are different.
Yes.
And it just helps us be more understanding of other people and compassionate. And again, those are really like big, important lessons that we want to make sure that we're passing on to Miles. It's important for him to understand his place in the world and others' place in the world and how he can contribute to making it better.
Beautifully said.
Thanks.
Ashley, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. This is really, really fun.
And wow, I'm excited about your upcoming adventures too. And sounds like we may have to have you back next summer on the podcast to hear about your international travel.
International travel with two children in tow. So
two children under two? Oh, Lord.
Yes, I would love that. I would love that.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Ashley. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shannon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!